Call the meeting to order.
Will I have pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you could have a moment of reflection, please. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Herman.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Block.
Here.
Brandenburg. And absent, Councilmember Bowman.
Okay, council, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve?
I make that motion.
Sorry.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your honor, all ayes, your nays, motion carried.
Mayoral comments. We'd like to welcome all of you to Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments or concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Next is public forum. This is a time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to the requirements of open meeting laws, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anyone that would like to address the council? Okay, seeing none, next item is consent agenda. Items 1, 2, and 3. Is there any questions or concerns about the consent agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as printed?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Block.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your honor, all ayes, your nays, motion carried.
Next one is engineer's report. He is not here this evening, but he does have the plans. You've got the plans, I would assume, for the street projects. With the corrections we made, it's all part of his report. Is there any questions about his report?
Did you say you sent out new information on the new plans?
He put it in the paper for the bids, for bidding.
Yep.
And then May 26th, I believe at 10 o'clock, I think they're going to open the bids here. And then June 1st, the council will award a bid or reject all bids.
I didn't see that.
Okay. Did he have it? Did he?
Yeah, right here.
Okay.
Out for bid. Plans are currently out for bid. Bids are due May 26th for June council approval.
Yeah. Was there anything that he submitted beyond our last meeting here?
Okay. Nope.
Were you at our last one, Rob? Were you at our last meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember if you were here, because that's when he was here. Okay.
We talked about the driveways
and things. That I couldn't remember. I thought, okay, you were here. Okay.
Yep. That goes on into item number 5. Any questions about any of that? Okay. Next is building commissioner. Item number 6, building commissioner report. Anything you need to add, Jim?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever heard anything more on that house that's got the caution tape all around it over there?
Looks like they moved out.
Where are you talking about? Over in Prairie Woods?
Yeah.
They're still there.
They are.
Are they there?
They're living in that thing?
Yes, they are. I talked to her.
Oh my goodness.
She's telling us that.
I've never seen any activity.
She told me they had no place to go and that they were there. I talked to her at the last election at the public safety building. I said, well, I see you moved out of the house over there, huh? Got too bad? And she goes, no, we're still there.
Grass is
I said, are you sure?
I don't think they are.
I mean, that's, yeah. I'm just going by what she told me.
To stop her garbage, like, why pay the $16? She goes, oh no, we're still there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, hard, I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen a garbage can sitting out though either.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
That's just what she told me.
I just know the neighbors want the caution tape taken off, and I'm like, they probably have to do it for their insurance reasons. Because it's getting worse.
Said they moved out too.
Yeah, it's getting worse, but.
I don't know. I just, I when I seen her, I said to her, I said, oh, I said, where are you guys at now? And she said, still at the house. I said, you're still living in that house? I thought you guys moved out. She said, no, we're still there.
Has it been condemned or is it even?
No.
That would be us if we went that direction, but we haven't.
I mean, that's a, I would think, a safety concern. I wouldn't hate to be a fireman after you on that thing.
I'm not.
I wouldn't blame you. I mean, especially after you told me what the stairway and stuff looked like and that thing.
Is that all out of whack, too?
I mean, it's been worse, like...
Oh, yeah.
Since the winter.
Yeah, it's moved a lot this winter, so.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm only going by what I was told. I haven't seen any movement over there, any action over there, but he told me they were still there. Any other questions about the report? Next item is item number 7, Town and Country Manor Subdivision, reference dangerous sidewalks.
I asked Ann to put that on here. We've been using TIF monies to make many street repairs, sidewalk repairs up to this point. There's at least 4 sidewalk sections that have been poured, and then another section that was poured because of the manhole cover area was a trip hazard as well. And I had brought to my attention down by the mailboxes, a lady had tripped over a water turnoff. And then during the last garage sales, I went around and looked a little bit more. And there's at least 2 more that I can tell that are popped up, are trip hazards as well. Since we've used TIF monies to make all these other repairs, I know it's a typical move that we don't do these things because it's setting a precedent, but on the same token, no other neighborhood has a TIF monies that's been used to make the current repairs that have been done in the past. And so my recommendation or my feelings are, it has nothing to do with me because my property, who is in that subdivision, I did a mud jacking in my driveway at the same time I had a sidewalk mud jack, so I took care of my own trip hazard, which is typically the way it's handled. But again, since we as a city have made repairs in multiple locations there utilizing TIF money, unless Iowa American Water is made aware of the situation, they jump on it and repair it on their dime, I would encourage us to do the same thing. Use the TIF money, it's there. We've already used it for other projects in the neighborhood besides the streets. And again, it's not a set of precedence in the fact that we are unique over there and that in Dolan's addition that there is TIF monies to be used. I don't think there's any other TIF monies in any of the other subdivisions. So.
Have you checked with the water company if they'll fix it?
I don't know who's been notified. I don't know.
Not a water company issue.
Their pipe sticking out of the ground 3 inches is an issue?
It's the sidewalk sunk.
Slab sunk?
What's that?
The slab settled?
Yeah. So you put a level on the south side of that slab and bring it to level. It's perfect with that standpipe for the water company. The slab is settled. And there are quite a few of them. They're all tipped.
Yeah, in front of the townhomes that Dolan owns, there's at least 3 on the walkerway and the beginning of Celeste Circle there. And on the back side of Celeste Circle, there's another one, but I think that one is okay. And then the other one is down by the mailbox further down a walker way, and they're up a good inch. And like I said, there was an elderly lady that had fallen, and that's how I was made aware of it.
There was also one in front of the doctor's office, in the area we were there, where the Dolan owns, that the pipe is down about 2 inches. So it's more of a trip if you fall into it. If instead of tripping over it. So to me, I think we at least should tell Iowa American about it, maybe the nation, at least. Let's give them a chance to say no.
Okay.
Let's give them the chance to say no instead of maybe they'll say, oh yeah, we need to fix these. Because they'll see some inconsistency. Some are high, some are low. The cement on the other one that I'm talking about didn't raise. You know, that pipe's not too much.
It all depends what's underneath there. And if it's holding water and we have a freeze, it'll push that slab up.
Yeah, but I don't think it has that one. I'll have to look at it. If you look at that one, you probably haven't.
I don't care what you guys do, but you know, was it 3 years ago? We sent a letter to Casey's, and they had all their sidewalks, you know, and what did they do? They ripped it all out and did the whole frontage of Casey's. And so, then we just forced the communication place?
The phone company.
And we just forced the townhouse and to put the sidewalk through. So I feel bad for them. Mm-hmm. You know, and all of a sudden somebody else gets theirs paid for it, so.
Well, it would be unusual for that valve and riser to move. It's, you know, that concrete slab either heaving or settling. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would imagine if it settles, there's a lip as they come off that prior section that they could trip over aside from the valve box there. So
that's not the homeowner's responsibility?
Well, typically they are.
Yeah. It is.
But like I said, in this area, it's unique in the fact that we have TIF monies. No other places, the phone company and the other places that are going to put in sidewalks, anytime there's new construction, you're mandated to put in sidewalks per city. And in this situation, like I said, we've had four sets of sidewalks repaired and changed with ADA ramps put in. And we also had another slab repaired where the manhole cover is. And so again, like I said, it's not no skin off my tail, it's just I figured we've already used money from TIF and made repairs there, and the city's taken and utilized the money as well to make street repairs. This is a trip hazard, and in my opinion, again, it's a good use of TIF money that's currently there. And it's, like I said, unique to the Dolan whole subdivision because he's had extended TIFs where no other subdivision, Prairie Meadows, I don't think has any TIFs.
We used it all.
Fence line no longer has any TIFs, and so like I said, if we didn't have TIFs, it'd be a mute issue. Somebody has to fix it. But like I said, since we do have TIFs, that's my recommendation.
Well, I'd rather have it fixed before it becomes more of a safety hazard.
It's supposed to be mostly used for infrastructure, streets, storm, sanitary, water. That's usually what the money's spent for. Sidewalks, like I said, you've gotten a letter before where you had to replace your sidewalk.
Well, I guess I'm trying to, lack of better words, be Switzerland here, but I guess what bothers me is I had one panel on my sidewalk that was out of shape, and I was forced to put a $600 sidewalk in front of my place for it. So, I mean, you know, when you start talking about this, as soon as you buy a home, you become responsible for the sidewalk, however it is there. Now, I get the point of TIF money, but TIF money is for infrastructure and street repairs. And I have a hard time paying to fix a sidewalk down there because the general public is not going to understand TIF money paying for it. They're going to be like, okay, well, come over to my neighborhood, my sidewalk's tipped, or come over to my neighborhood, I've got something sinking, you know. And I just think that we may be stirring up something we don't want to do. That's just an opinion.
Yes. Mark? How long is TIF money good for you? How many years yet?
I'm all the way out with 38 with him, 2038.
Okay, because
but if he turns in his bills, he'll get fully reimbursed.
Right. If, good prescription stuff in. And CNN do their things that you guys talked about